This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Severe thunderstorms have forced hundreds of ground delays at Denver International Airport. So far, there have been over 600 delays and 23 cancellations at DIA. That's according to FlightAware. The National Weather Service office in Boulder had issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Adams and Arapahoe counties earlier today, but it was canceled after the storms weakened. Colorado's top election official is responding to President Trump's most recent attack on mail-in voting, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
On Truth Social Monday, Trump said mail ballots are a hoax and called voting machines expensive and highly controversial. The president wrote he would lead a movement to do away with both. Colorado passed vote by mail back in 2013, but still offers plenty of in-person voting. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said Trump's comments are a direct attack on democracy and noted that states oversee how their citizens vote, not the federal government. State audits and hand counts over many elections have confirmed the accuracy of Colorado's vote tallies. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park near Montrose partially reopened its south rim today. The area has been closed since a wildfire broke out in the park last month. People can now drive to the visitor center and two of the overlooks along the south rim, but much of the southern half of the park is still closed, including campgrounds and trails. The north rim of the park is now operating normally. You are listening to CPR News. We're coming up on 6:06.